epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today. The
score! Nice to meet you, Lonnie.
Welcome back into the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score. Rama Lama Ding Dong, Rami McLaughlin.
That's a good one.
Who one of our callers called Rob today. Robbie. He's been Lonnie, but he is Rami. Sir, thank you so much.
No,
for
my
today.
Pleasure.
Appreciate
my absolute
you.
Pleasure every time.
Been fun, been a blast. Thank yous to Matt Verderam from SI.com for coming on with us. Talk a little bit of Bears and NFL. Sweeney Dog, Ryan Sweeney of the Marquee Sports Network was with us today talking about the Cubs. Chris Emma gave us a Bears report at 125. Didn't like some of the injury stuff that came out of that. Thank yous to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Connor O'Donnell, who manned our Twitch stream today. And now it is my pleasure to bring in the tandem, the duo of Spiegel and Holmes, Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, boys, what's up?
Gentlemen and boys, are we declaring right now?
I think that's accurate. Yeah. I'm very immature. Very immature.
You have no idea how immature Lonnie is.
I could top all of you guys for immaturity. You know?
With?
Want to have a contest?
I think we've all got it in us.
Yeah,
we just by the nature of what we do in life. I did want to say for people who were like, hey, what was Grody talking about right there with the Bears injuries? Bears. Couple of things, Bears. This, according to Brad Biggs, Darnell Wright left practice early, came up awkward in the final period. Kyler Gordon headed to the locker room. This was during the practice. During the last period of the practice, something to monitor. That was from Scott Bear of the Marquee Sports Network. Bear. So, guys, Bears. Unfortunately, it's one of those days. It could be nothing. I got August 7th by Chris Emma. He gave me the old Grody. It's only August 7th. The season doesn't start. They got plenty of time to heal. Don't you August 7th me. Not with the Bears.
So Darnell Wright came up awkward, like socially, emotionally?
It could be.
Psychologically.
Yeah, see, that's what it – maybe that's
that would be
is.
Fine.
You don't know.
Right? That would be fine.
I mean, it's an emotional issue.
Right. I mean, that's all of us to begin with. Yeah, it is just August 7th, but – you know, people blow out ACLs in August and such.
Absolutely. Don't say that.
No, Spiegel's
not
right,
these
though.
People.
Come on, man. It's the NFL. It's the Bears. These things happen, so you have to continue to track it. And we're all, you know, already, you know, if it is something serious, then to me it's an easy put Trapillo there, and congratulations to Braxton Jones for winning the left tackle spot.
Don't get all serious though on
I'm
it
sorry.
Yet.
I mean, I just want to have
so
a plan.
Little. You know so little.
I know.
Are you prone to panic in other areas of your life, or just Bears?
Just Bears. When Spiegel, yeah. I just want to have the plan ready. It's like when Mitch does his things when we have big things coming up, like breaking news. You got to be ready just to unload it all. Big voice guy, I have prepared us for the worst. Okay.
Well, and the other thing is that you have witnessed the worst. That's the thing. I it's so funny to me because, you know, when I left the beat, there were all these fresh faces on the beat. And I look up and like, oh, look at Rich Campbell and look at a Dan Wiederer and a Kevin Fishbane. And you know, Rich has left the business.
Yeah.
And the Bears forced him to leave the business.
Can't take it anymore.
And I saw Weezy last week.
Weezy.
Saw my guy Kevin Fishbane. Saw my guy Jason Leisure last week.
You got a lot of guys.
And they're all just beaten. They're just beaten men because they've had to cover this team and this franchise for forever. I think Weezy is now, what, year 13,
yeah.
I believe, of covering the team?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the story about the Bears' valuation? Because they had to decide what to do with Andy McKenna's, like, 2% stake after he passed away. And the Ryan family and the McCaskey family will split it evenly. But anytime you do something legally like that, they have to do an official valuation. Yep. And the Chicago Bears today were valued at $8.8 billion.
That's crazy.
Which is the most that any NFL franchise has ever been officially valued at. The New York Giants are in the process of being valued for some other thing, and so they'll probably get risen higher. But two things. First of all, nice $100 investment by George Halas in 1924.
Not bad, yeah.
Looks like it worked out for him.
$100 return on investment? Is that what they call that?
And then this part of the article made me laugh because the Bears, determining the fate of the equity was not a standard NFL stake sale.
Is that the latest installment of Fast and the Furious? The fate of the equity?
The fate.
Family.
Of the equity.
Family. Family.
The end of the road begins. Movie number 9 of the Fast and the Furious. The Bears ownership is structured more as a family business than a modern ownership group. And that just stopped me because it was like, of course it is. Of course it is, because everything that we've talked about with them for decades, they've been a dysfunctional family business, and they're run and structured like a family business as opposed to an NFL ownership group. And we're hoping that things have changed with the way that they're doing stuff with Kevin Warren and now giving the coach power and everything.
The family business has done really well.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah.
That's true.
The $8 billion valuation.
Well, right.
Joke's on us.
Well, it's like the Reinsdorf family business, right? It's actually done pretty well.
I was just going to say, the Bulls are kind of the same thing. The White Sox are kind of the same thing.
It's a good investment. I think those are very successful family businesses.
Absolutely.
I think for an ROI, though, $100
to an $8.8 billion,
yeah,
that might be a record.
Yeah.
That might be some kind of record.
It's hard to top that for sure.
It's 101 years to go from $100 to $8.8 billion.
Yeah. And there was some talk, you know, of the idea of Virginia passing might cause some consternation.
Sure.
Because there are plenty of McCaskies who are like, we should sell.
There was talk of that for like the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Put that money in my pocket? Is that what that is? Liquidate all that? Yeah.
But that eventuality, but it does not appear that that is the case.
I mean, I think that there were a lot of safeguards put in by Ted Phillips before he left the job that would allow for a transfer of any sort of shares to not be prohibitive because of the estate tax. So I think there was a lot of stuff that was done to make sure that they could go on with this as the family business if they want. Or, you know, they could make the decision to sell, but they're not going to.
They're not
going
to.
Nor should they.
No,
because this is just going to get higher and higher. And this is another reason why there'll never be a second team in this city. The value of the Bears to the area is so important to the NFL, and them not having anyone they have to split that pie with is significant to the McCaskey family and to the league overall. So it's really interesting to see that valuation, though. I always you want to use air quotes. Throwing
the air quotes up there, yeah.
Because, you know. Because people be lying.
I said this to Grody earlier. I have no idea how they come to these valuations.
That's my point.
Because like I watch Shark Tank sometimes, and they'll be like, I'm looking for a $50,000 investment for 1% of my company, and we have $100,000 worth of sales so far. I'm like, what? How'd you even come up with that number? How'd you come up to that with that valuation?
Yeah, I'm sure like there are a ton of finance wonks out there listening, or like the projection models, right? And like see what the trends are and stuff. You look around for the last time an NFL team sold and what that went for, and then what the revenue for the league is, and how that's building.
And then you add in the market exclusivity that the Bears have with the city / state, and that probably gives them some value too.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This might be, though, the first time, I think, in our lives where we can look at Bears, this Bears ownership, Bears, and say, Bears, that they are doing things the right way for the first time since, like, again, in our life. They hired the big guy, Kevin Warren, something that we didn't think that we would see.
They did. And then he appears to have done what that job is supposed to do, which is be middle management at the highest level, managing the ownership above him and the football guys below him. He appears to be doing that really well.
Yes, and it might have been a little bit shaky at first, but the fact that I don't know how it all went down in getting Ben Johnson here, but you could damn well bet that Kevin Warren had one person on his mind, and that was to get Ben Johnson here. And it appears that Ryan Poles is still the personnel guy, but his power has been to some degree reduced. Or do you just say more power has been given to Ben Johnson? And this is the way you want your organization to comport. Go get the hot guy. Go get Ben Johnson, like they did Dave Wanstead.
And let's go back a step. Them firing Flews.
Firing in season. Yes. Which they had never done. That was the start of it. You're right. Even low-key Shane Waldron getting canned last year.
They hadn't even done that.
Oh, and I know that, like, when George McCaskey had to fire Phil Emery and Mark Trestman, was it after 2 years, Lawrence, of that regime? That was hard as hell for them to do, because Phil Emery was an organizational guy. He was raised with the Bears. They loved Trestman, they like personally, and they wiped that whole thing out.
Yeah, that was a big surprise at the time
big
that they did that much.
Surprise. So we've had that was it. You know, that was forward thinking by the Bears. It appears that they are forward thinking again. Let's see if it's sustainable.
I forgot to tell you with the trip up there last week, I've left out one of the details, and one of the details is that George is still out there, like, doing his Pied Piper thing.
Oh, yeah.
So like, now they have – this is something that's changed dramatically since I was covering the team. Like, the idea of having to park in the Abbott lab up there and then kind of walk your way to 1920 Football Drive. George is just out there with fans. Like, he's just – and as I was walking out of Hallis Hall – he was walking fans to their shuttle buses.
That's his happy place, dealing with that. He used to be the ticketing guy, and he would deal with season ticket holders.
He's really good dealing with fans.
Customer relations, he's good.
It's fun seeing him, too. Like, it doesn't seem like a job. It seems like I actually like spending time with Bears fans.
Yeah, that's really cool. I have a friend who's a longtime season ticket holder, and he was telling me that there used to be a guy who sits behind him that was a problem, and he would over drink and be loud and be problematic. And one time he came to his seats and found George sitting in that guy's seat waiting for him to arrive.
Wow.
And it was like, oh, hello, George. And like, and that guy arrived, and George had a conversation with him about, like, you know, there's a certain way you got to be here. And he decided to have that conversation one-on-one and improve the guy's behavior dramatically.
That says a lot, that he's that personally involved in addressing even what, I mean, big picture, that's a small problem. One misbehaving drunken fan.
It's a problem that he could have solved like this.
Right. With just a security guard.
You're gone.
Right. But he didn't want to, like, eliminate that guy's season tickets either. He wanted to give him a chance to be a better fan.
Hey, Lawrence, do me a favor. Read that breaking news thing over there. I got a little something from the Bears here.
Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
Another injury per Brad Biggs, running back Roschon Johnson, who met with reporters after Tuesday's practice, was held out today with a foot injury.
Oh.
So Kyler Gordon is hurting, and now Roschon Johnson. He's
Darnell Wright,
and Darnell Wright, too, which is the most important one.
It's only August 7th.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's only August 7th.
Jalen Johnson back at practice yet?
But he has been seen.
All due respect.
He was at the beach day.
He was at the beach day thing. Yeah.
All due respect to the fine folks at Wildfire, where I was last night. But a foot injury, like, who's going to be missed a practice for one day? That's breaking news? Come on, Grody. Bears panic is out of control.
I just like to create a little drama. I'd like to give a little shout out to Wildfire.
Breaking news, Willie Castro expected to give a different a day off tomorrow. I mean, a slight bit of nasal congestion for Nico Hoerner.
I, for one, am here for reporters reporting injuries to players who are going to play.
Okay, well, you know, do it during your own show.
Well, guess who's not getting gift certificates to Wildfire anytime further? That'd be you, Matt Spiegel. You, sir.
You're out. Had a great time there last night. The Baseball After Dark event series at Wildfire has been great. We just did two of them. Matt Shaw was just a delight last night.
Nice.
I didn't know what to expect. I thought he was going to be pretty dry. He was actually extremely personable.
Really? Nice.
Funny, like surprisingly funny. And I learned some stuff, which we'll talk about when we do a little bit of Cubs later on.
Awesome.
Here's what we have coming up on the show today. Dave Wannstedt.
Nice.
Bears. I'm all in for Kyle my gun guy. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might have your heart broken on that one. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, this foot injury does
opens the door,
but that's not breaking news. You know,
don't you ever forget it.
So
we're the gentlemen around here.
We are going to talk with Wani because when I was at practice last week, that man was all up in the drills, all up in the videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was on the field and loving every minute of it. So we've got to talk to him about that. John Morosi is going to talk baseball with us.
Always good.
Yeah, there's some fallout coming off the trade deadline, the timing of Jed's extension, especially want to dig into that with J.P. Morosi and perception around the league. That was some of the thought process.
Weedsy,
gentlemen.
Since Mark Grody is here hosting shows, we need someone to do the Bears hit. Yes. Two words. So Dan Weederer is going to talk football with us. Huh. That's going to be at 5 o'clock today, and then we'll go through some of the sound. Caleb Williams spoke today, all of that good stuff. But when we come back, go ahead, Scott.
Just one other thing to mention. The committee has met, and the ban on Alex Kuhn as the host of categories has been lifted.
Whoa! Oh,
wow.
The disgraced former host of categories, Alex Kuhn, gets a chance to retake his place. America loves a comeback story.
Oh, congratulations, for sure.
And the reason for that is because none of us wanted to host that.
Right, you're right.
Whatever. I like my spin.
So Alex has been drafted to be the host of categories.
There was a
today.
Volunteer. He appeared to volunteer. You know,
drafted to host.
To volunteer. Sounds like you don't have a second source.
Raise your hand, sir.
Category. So that will be at 4:25 on today's show. But when we come back after Tanny's open, we're going to talk about whether or not this town is ready and patient enough to let an offense develop. Because we've got questions about whether or not that's going to happen. Certain names continue to pop back up and like, oh, remember that guy? That guy's awesome this time of year. Maybe he should. So we'll go through some of that stuff next here on The Score.
This segment is sponsored by Preflight Airport Parking.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.